What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are in your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. What's up, babe? Welcome back to another episode of the Badass Babe Show. I am rebranding right now, and so bear with me while everything sort of matches up and we get this all going. But what I want to talk to you all about today is shame. I think I'm going to title this one, You Can't Shame the Shameless. And I also, it's a two-part. We're going to bang out two topics, but they interconnect each other, I feel like. I just finished Mindset Monday in the Badass Babe Squad with all of our clients and just spoke to their souls about healing and about reps in the tank, progressive overload for life, not just in the gym, but with our subconscious mind and our conscious mind taking control. So the second thing that I wanted to talk about was my perspective of our subconscious mind and our conscious mind versus our subconscious mind and how to gain control of your subconscious mind. But first, I want to talk about shame. I feel like in my life personally, the moment that I realized that you cannot shame the shameless, and the moment that I realized that other people's judgment of me doesn't matter when I stop judging myself, that was really an unlock for me, because I used to be a person who was, I had a fear of abandonment. I would people please to keep people in my life. I would prefer to be liked over actually being myself. Who do I need to be for you to keep you in my life? Who do I need to be for you to keep you in my life? And I ended up being 1,000 different versions of myself for 1,000 different people. And that doesn't feel good, because you don't even know who you are, who you truly are, and what you actually like. If you would have asked me, hey, X-teen, where'd you want to go? Or, hey, X-teen, what are your hobbies? I'd be like, well, I like to go to the gym. And, you know, other than that, I like to do what other people are doing. I didn't know who I was or what I liked. And if I asked you, babe, listening to this right now, if I asked you, hey, girl, what's your hobbies? Like, what is your favorite thing to do? If you could go one place in the world, where would you go? If you could meet one person in life that's still living, who would you meet? If you don't know those questions, if you don't know the answers to those questions, you likely don't know yourself. And it could very well be because you spend a lot of time pleasing other people. As women, as mothers, I feel we do this a lot. We never give ourselves the space to actually get to know ourselves. When I left my marriage, hard choice, hard call. Up until that point, I had never been alone in my life. Like, I'm the youngest of 5 children. I have 4 older brothers. When I eventually graduated and moved out, I lived with one of my brothers, and then I lived with a friend, and then I lived with one of my brothers again, and then I lived with my then boyfriend, who became my fiance, who became my husband, who is now my ex-husband. So up until that moment, and we have kids, so now there's kids in the picture too. Up until that moment, I had never been alone, not for an extended period of time. And even when I was alone, I was so uncomfortable that I was looking at, you know, social media, looking for something to distract myself from actually having to be present with myself. That's why when I tell people, if you can't meditate for 5 minutes, you need an hour or more. But what I did after we separated, I ended up going on a road trip and I rented a van, like legit a minivan, because I was so in debt that I didn't have the money to book a hotel or Airbnb or anything like that. And I needed a vehicle. So I was like, well, I'll just live in the vehicle. So it was legit a minivan. I bought this lounge chair mattress pad, which I still have today, for I think it was $7.99 at the superstore. And I put that in the back of the van, and that's where I slept. I bought a cooler, and I just would buy fresh cooked chicken and fruits, keep it in the cooler for the day or two. And that's how I lived. And it was so uncomfortable. And I booked the flight for the trip and actually rented the vehicle through my credit card points. And so I didn't have to spend anything for that. It was credit card points that I used. And so I could bring 2 check bags. So I brought a suitcase with clothes. I brought my paddleboard, which I jammed my hammock into, and I went and I just lived out in nature in the van in BC in the Okanagan area, drove around to different areas, paddleboarded, hung my hammock in the trees, journaled, worked, coached the Badass Babe Squad clients, did Zoom calls, hotspotted my phone to my computer. And it was so uncomfortable and so alone, but it allowed me to shift my version of alone to a version of solitude. So it allowed me to shift my version of loneliness to solitude, because there's a big difference. And even when I say those two, as you're listening, it probably lands differently. Like, loneliness feels to me needy, almost like sad, pathetic. Maybe that's because something I judged myself for, maybe something I still need to work through. But solitude to me means more like good with self. I know who I am and I'm okay alone. That was one of the first trips I took by myself. Shortly after that, I made a huge investment, like $20,000 into a 12-week, something like that, program. And I had a half day with this business mentor in Atlanta. So that was another time that I rented a vehicle, drove on an 8-lane freeway. When I am from small town Saskatchewan, we've got, the best is like when you get a passing lane on the highway, sometimes there's two lanes. So that was a huge area of growth for me too. But if I would have continued to live in my fear of failure or fear of success, just fear in general, fear of other people's judgment, fear of loss, because as you heal and as you grow and as you raise your level of vibration, as you raise your level of awareness, you're naturally going to lose people in your life. It's just the way it goes. They don't vibe at the same level as you anymore. And if you aren't willing to accept that, and if you have a fear of being alone, loneliness, you won't level up. You will stay stuck. Getting into what I wanted to speak to. Now I'm a fully independent woman. I have my own house, pay my own bills, run a company that has multiple team members, and we have almost about 200 clients at the moment. Everyone's crushing it. And I do my own thing. Like tomorrow, I'm flying to Phoenix for a coaching conference so I can learn, so I can grow, have an Airbnb booked, have a vehicle, have a few days afterwards to just kind of do my thing. And man, 5 years ago, not a chance would I have ever done that by myself. One, because I was married. And so like the guilt, and because I have kids back then, the guilt was, well, I can't leave my partner. Like they should be able to come too, or I'll feel guilty that I'm having this experience without them. Like I miss my good friends at the time. I miss all three of their stagettes because of like the guilt and the shame of, maybe not shame, but guilt of, and just lack of trust, I guess, too, between myself and my partner. But that's another story for another time. But now, anyways, fully independent, confident. I don't buy into other people's judgment of me because I don't buy into my own. I don't buy into other people's shame for me because I don't buy into my own. I don't have the fear of abandonment anymore because I've stopped abandoning myself. And so when you can live your life from that place, when you can look at all of the past experiences that you've had, all of the trauma you've been through, all of the self-judgment, all of that, everything that you went through up until this point, you can either use that to stay stuck and to be your prison, or you can use that to grow from, to understand yourself, to meet yourself at a new level, and to set yourself up for a better future version of you. You can either choose to use it as your prison, or you can choose to use it as your power. And that's what's the difference between people who are successful, the people that you look up to, and people who stay stuck. Everybody has had unfair things happen to them in life. Everybody has had trauma in their life. Nobody gets out of childhood unscathed. Nobody gets out of relationships with other humans unscathed, whether they're marriages or friendships or whatever kind of relationship it is. Nobody gets out of those without their ego being bumped into and without there being judgment and shame and hurt and trauma. So if we can look at that as, I'm going to use this as my power instead of my prison, like how can this actually be something that helps me to become a better future version of myself? How can I use this as my power versus life is unfair? Why does shit always happen to me? I've got all of this trauma. Nobody else has this. Nobody else knows what I've been going through. And you choose to use it as your prison. The keys are in your pocket, babe. You just have to get curious and find them, right? The lessons we learn and the hurt that we heal from makes us a better person. It serves us a purpose to learn new skills and to elevate, to raise our vibration. Going back to shame and judgment, when you stop shaming yourself, nobody can shame you. When you stop judging yourself, other people's judgments of you do not matter to you. The things that people judge you for that bump up into your shit are the same things that you are currently judging yourself for. If they're still bumping up into your shit, you might think that you've healed from it, but you haven't. Because if you did, it wouldn't bother you. Right now, I have a reel on Facebook. If you're not following me on Facebook, you should, Xtine Cardenas. Also, you can hit me up on Instagram, Xtine Cardenas, or TikTok, Xtine Fit. Shameless. But right now on Facebook, that's where all the action is happening for my account personally. I give so much value. I just help people. I show up to serve. My intention in life is to help people. And if I can't help them, definitely do not hurt them. Like, leave people better than you found them. So right now I have a reel that has over 6 million views, and I've gained 125,000 followers in the last few months on Facebook. So you can bet it's once 6 million people have viewed a video, there's gonna be all kinds, right? In the comments section. And if I was a person who still judged myself, if I was a person who was operating from self-loathing versus self-love, if I was a person who was trying to shame myself into a change, like, you're a fat piece of shit, you need to make these changes, then when somebody showed up in the comments section and called me a cunt face like they do, or told me I was ugly, or I looked better before, or I look like a man, or that I'm on steroids, or that my hair is ugly, or I should lose the weave, or I should take the piercings out of my face, or all of these things that I've built as my character. Like, it's part of me that makes me feel good. I enjoy it. I embrace it. I carry no shame, no judgment for self anymore. If I still did, all of those trolls, all of those low vibing people in the comment section that need to like get their hate out on somebody else, that would bother me. And I would probably delete the video and I wouldn't post anything again for months. But I don't feel shame from other people. I don't feel shame for myself, from myself. You cannot shame the shameless, right? I think a big part of all of this, switching into the second piece that I wanted to talk about, is reprogramming your subconscious mind. The way I like to talk about this to my clients is you have your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. So your conscious mind is the active thoughts that you think, like that you have control over, the words that you speak, like when you're doing math, that's your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind is all of the, I call them shit sandwiches, that you get served on a moment-to-moment basis. You know, I knew you wouldn't do it. Like, oh, you're a fat piece of shit. You're just going to fail again. Why are you going to even try? You're going to waste your money. You're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your energy. All of those things that your subconscious mind is serving you based on your past and based on how you've reacted or responded to things in the past, your subconscious mind is already programmed. It's a whole filing cabinet of everything that's ever happened to you. It keeps a record on there. It's like the record keeper, the internal judge, whatever you want to call it. And so if you picture your conscious mind as the rider, your subconscious mind as the horse, the rider needs to get on the horse and tame the horse. But the horse is wild. It hasn't been ridden before. Like, up until this point in your life, you haven't even been aware that like you have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. You've just been living life, existing, and been a victim of your circumstance. So now that you become aware, like, yes, I do have a subconscious mind and I have the power to control it, just like reps in the tank. Just like you don't go into the gym and try to PR your deadlift on day one, right? You don't go into the gym and start doing 50-pound bicep curls on day one. You've got to get reps in the tank. You don't jump on the horse and expect to have it tamed the first second you're on it. You're going to get bucked off. And if you are a person who chooses to feed into the oh, poor me, and you get bucked off, then you're just going to lay down there and die. Maybe not die, but you're going to surrender, right? And not surrender as in like surrender to what is, but surrender to like, why should I bother trying? I'm never going to do it. But that, again, is the subconscious mind. It's the shit sandwich. You can choose not to eat that shit sandwich. You can choose to pass on the shit sandwich and get back on the horse and try again. And eventually you get the horse tamed. And then you can tell the horse exactly what to do. And that is when you can get your conscious mind to make a new choice when your subconscious mind is serving you shit sandwiches. I also call it the fat devil, as in like, this isn't your last dance with the fat devil, is a lot of I'll say that to my clients a lot of the times when they've had that self-doubt, that voice in the head that comes up and tells you you can't do it or that you're just going to fail again. It's going to keep coming up, but you got to learn to dance with the fat devil. You got to learn to lead the dance. Like, you can still dance with her, but if she's leading, or he, whoever your fat devil is, you could name her too. Mine's Bernice. But if you learn how to lead the dance, you can still dance with her. She can still be there to be your dance partner, but you're the one leading. You're telling her where to go. You're telling her how it is. You're telling her when to dip, when to spin, right? So when you put all of that into action and you start actually making changes, conscious changes in your life, when you learn to respond instead of reacting, when you learn that your past trauma can be your superpower instead of your kryptonite, it can be your superpower instead of your prison, that's when the true unlock comes for you. And that's when you can start leveling up and making new choices, and other people's judgment doesn't matter. People can't shame you when you don't shame yourself. You don't have to have a fear of abandonment when you are good with self, because you are enough. You have solitude. You are enough as is. And any other relationship at that point is a bonus. When your relationship with self is good, you aren't needy. You aren't clingy. You don't need other people in your life. You don't need to invite yourself to places that you have no business being, right? So I think that's where I'm going to leave this one. Otherwise, I'll talk all day. I appreciate you guys for listening. If you got value from this, I would love to hear from you. You can message me on Facebook. That's usually where I am. If you are interested in working with the Badass Babe Squad, if you're interested in improving your health and fitness, if you're interested in improving your mindset, your self-love, all of that stuff, the Badass Babe Squad is so much more than a meal plan or a workout plan for you guys. Do a lot of good work up in there. So if that's something you're interested in, you can shoot me a message on Facebook. You can find me at Xene Cardenas and just let me know. Let me know where you're at. Let me know you listen to this podcast. Let me know what you need and we'll see if we can help. So that is it for now, guys. I love you and I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at Xene Cardenas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.